Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr. I'm so grooving, man. I'm so enjoying the music. I just kind of missed my cue. I've been enjoying the music. How are you guys? I hope you are blessed. I hope God is blessing you and taking care of you and keeping you. Woo, my goodness gracious. Well, anyway, we're going to have a good time today here on Solar Records Radio. It is Indie Blues Jazz. Indie Blues and All That Jazz show here. And our special guest today is D. Lucas. He'll be coming on in the next hour. So we're going to have a good time just enjoying some good music and just kind of relaxing and trying to chill because the weather is like dictating stay in the house, right? And so we're going to stay in the house, have some good music, and just have a good time together here on Solar Records Radio. I hope everybody is good around the world. I hope you guys are staying warm, especially here. I know we had a cold front here in the United States, the whole United States. My goodness gracious. But my cousin Jay Harris, he's from Philadelphia, but him and his wife bought a house in Florida. So he's in Florida, and he said it was 60 degrees. I was like, what? That's not fair. That is not right. But today is a different story. So I need to check with him today because I know that what we had yesterday was coming there today. So it goes from west to east. And so he's east of me. I am in the middle of the country. I'm in Texas. And so he's catching it right now. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so mean. Oh, man. Anyway, so I hope that he's good and everybody's good. And we're going to have a good time here on Solar Records Radio, guys. We're going to play our music and we're just going to chill, right? Have a nice little lunch. I just had my lunch. So I'm just going to have my dessert right now. And you know what my dessert is? My dessert is katydids. Do you know what katydids are? You guys ever had katydids? Okay, so it's chocolate and caramel and pecans mixed up together. Oh, yes, this is good. It's good, all right? So anyway, guys, come on, let's get rolling. Let's do our thing here. Solar Records Radio, this is your boy Wardell Potts Jr. Don Fleming will be around long later as well. So let's get going. Let's get going.
Pushing, oh baby. my soul. Now what we have is out of control. Got a funny way of loving you. Gotta keep moving on, moving on, moving on. Loving you ain't so easy.
Pack your things, let's go. Don't you like it? Hey, it's a heat. Show me.
Just kicking it here, Solar Records Radio, and we're having a good time with this indie artist music that is just really blowing us away. Let's do it again.
To be pleasured, extreme with the measures as I scheme with the brothers. I'm plotting and planning, hip-hopping and jamming. If this is the opera, then Battle Cat, you're the Phantom. Yep, I'm on site on page, and you can catch me crip walking like right on stage.
Oh, here we go tonight. Right. And if you like this thing that I'm doing, come on, get loose and keep moving. Everybody, let's go.
tonight. Let it go tonight. Yeah, yeah,
we on the road.
Let's turn it on. Everybody come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving. And we're moving. And we're moving.
We on the road.
Let's turn it up.
Everybody throw your hands up.
And yeah, we're moving. And we're moving.
Everybody
and we're moving.
Feel good, throw your hands up. And if you
want to
get
close,
throw your hands up. We on the floor.
Let's turn it on. Everybody come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving. And we're moving. And we're moving.
We on the floor.
Let's turn it up.
Everybody turn your hands up. Oh.
And yeah, we're moving. And we're moving. And we're moving.
Absolutely amazing. And that is Daryl Fitzgerald. I got what you need. I mean, we have so much great music that we're playing here today. And all these indie artists, man, I'm really having a good time with my indie artists today. I played two sets of indie artists. And I even played some Daryl White, man. And, you know, he's an amazing flutist, and that's what I call him, right? And so he came and did his thing, and what a blessing he is just to hear him do his thing. I mean, we have so many great artists right now. So we're going to keep on doing this thing because it feels good and it feels right. And we are all blessed because of it, right? We are all blessed because we got some good music to help us to get away. So let's keep on slide, right? We're going to keep on doing our thing here on Solar Records Radio. All right, guys, let's roll. And that was the late, great John Coltrane. And I want to play you something just real short, a same version. I mean, a different version of the same song with the lead singer from the Mary Jane Girls singing the song Just JoJo, our girl JoJo. So check it out here on Soul Eye Records Radio, and then we'll be right back.
Tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Green colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. With blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dark nights, when the beat sings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things. Then I don't feel so sad.
I just, you know, you got like, so, okay, so we had the traditional John Coltrane version, and it was just an amazing version. It's just been the same for so long. And so then you have this youthful version of the same song, and it's just so much energy, so much love. And that bass player was absolutely amazing. I mean, he was walking, Don, he was walking on that bass. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Lord have mercy. So Don, yes, sir. Man, I just, you know, and I get these emotions, I get these chills, I get this feeling when she goes to a certain part, man, that chord progression right there. These are a few of my favorite. Woo! My chills in my body, man, the feeling of, I don't know what it is, but it almost could be my theme song in my life and my funeral. Like, I want to just say, hallelujah, salvation and glory. This is it for me, you know?
Wow.
And so I grew up for playing jazz. I grew up playing jazz, you know, and it was my first music that I went after as a musician. And so it wasn't like something I grew into. It was the first. And Reuben Edwards and myself, we went after it. And we would practice every day, almost every day. Like, we have to give the family a break every once in a while. But we almost practiced every single day, man. It was a bass player and a drummer. Reuben was a bass player. I'm the drummer. And we were going at it. And then periodically we would have another guitar player or a keyboard player come and sit in with us, and it would just turn into an amazing jam session. So hats off to all my brothers back in Philly in the basements when we used to jam, man. Oh man, what's going on, Don Fleming? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm working. Just wanted to come in and say hello. And of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. So I'm good.
Oh, man, it's good to hear that, man. It's good to hear that. We got our guest coming on today, Mr. D. Lucas, around the top of the hour, which we're getting real close to, so he should be calling in shortly, and then we'll get going with Mr. D. Oh, man, okay. Oh, man. Yeah, so you want to throw a block in real quick before we get going with our interview?
Word? You gonna let me do that?
Well, you know, we got to let you do your thing. I mean, come on. We get Don Fleming. We got to let him do his thing. Of course we're going to let you do your thing.
Well, you know, I can definitely do that, man. I mean, here's the thing. Playing Coltrane's version, of course, my favorite things. And as a matter of fact, I used that song when I was, you know, in my college days. I was a radio, TV, and film guy. I got my degree in mass communication. And I ended up doing there were like little videos I had to do, you know, fitness videos, make a commercial, things like that. So there was one commercial I did, and I tried to give it like this Spike Lee type video. It was in black and white. I did that little move where Spike Lee does the little thing where he's, you know, the guy is floating. I've always wanted to do that, but it was basically like an exercise or eat right type video where I ended up talking about eating healthy and, you know, the proper diet and things like that. Like I said, I gave it a Spike Lee twist. I got an A on that, and I used the music bed that I used was My Favorite Things, John Coltrane.
Oh,
so,
wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, our guest is here now, Don.
Oh, okay. Okay, hey, so, hey, it's all good. Bring him in. Here.
Yeah, we're gonna bring him in. But let's start off with playing one of his songs first, and you know, let's do the brother right. So but anyway, and so Don, and then afterwards then you can do your plug, man. But you know,
I'm happy to have him, man. So let's do this.
All right, so here we go. on Solar Records Video. We are about to have our special guest on, and before we do, we're going to play one of his songs, all right? So may God bless all you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us together. Let's get going. Amazing. Hey D, what's up? D, what's happening? D Lucas here on the line with us. How you doing, D?
I'm doing great, man. I see you brought in the hot ice, man. That's the joint right there, man.
Oh man, that is slamming, dude. I was like, whoa. So anyway, man. Hey, welcome to the show for the first time. We got D. Lucas here, and what a blessing it is, my brother out of Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Hey, yes, it is. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, man.
Oh, man, listen, we the ones that's late. Gee, dude, you just slamming. You putting your thing down. And you had a feature on there. Who's the featured artist on there on the keyboards?
That was Gino Rosario. He's from Curacao. And, but, you know, he lives in Pensacola, Florida, but he's an amazing keyboardist, but he's an artist in his own right. You know, he has a couple of albums out. It's doing really well, but he's a phenomenal keyboardist, man. And I had to have him. Basically, his style really fits that song, so
it
really went well, man.
Yes, it did. It did. So, man, oh, man. So I want to, you know, I want to know your history, man. I want to know, and we want to know, like, how did you get started? Like, what made you, you know, was there somebody in your family that played an instrument as a young man or something? And how did you get started? And tell us, just tell us the whole story and take your time.
Well, basically, my journey is a little different. It's somewhat different from the prototype musicians that grow up to become musicians. You know, you start as adolescent, you take the lessons, and then you go through the ranks of education, then you become a professional artist or a musician or what have you. Well, in my case, I always wanted to play, but I opted for sports as a kid. But I did not pursue an instrument until I was, after I had graduated from college and actually moved to Atlanta. I mean, my late 20s, man, is when I actually started to learn the instrument. I wanted to play as a kid, like I said, but, you know, coming from a small environment, small town, my parents said, hey, either pick sports or a band. And, you know, in a small town, they kind of rally around sports.
Right.
So athletics it was. So that's what I did. But I've always wanted to get into the arts, and I did not get a chance to pursue it until after I graduated from college, moved to Atlanta, and that's where I dove into it. So, you know, basically self-taught, and then I got a chance to kind of groom myself to the point where I was, you know, learn how to read music and write and all that stuff over the years. And then... Hey,
wow.
The rest is history, man.
Well, hold on. I want to – well, you got to tell us the rest. Okay. All right. So let's reel that whole thing in. Okay. So you figured out how to write and read and all that stuff. And the saxophone, was that the first instrument that you chose?
That was my first instrument.
And why?
And get this.
Why that?
And why?
Yeah.
You know – When I was in college, that's when I started to pay attention to contemporary jazz in general. That's when I started listening to Grover Washington, David Sanborn, Ronnie Laws, George Howard, all those cats. And what they were doing at the time that really intrigued me was they were taking basically R&B tunes and just jazzing them up, and it made them hip. You know, they made them hip where the average ear or the average listener would attract to it. So it attracted me as well. But that is where I learned or had the affinity of the saxophone. But it wasn't until I graduated, moved on, and I chose the saxophone because of those influences and just the voicing of it. It's almost like the closest thing to the human voice, basically. And the odd thing to this is when I first started playing, I started to learn how to play, and this is not knowing. I started on the soprano. No, man, you don't do that.
Wow.
So I started on soprano, which is a very difficult instrument to learn, but I didn't know that. That's just what I saw learn it. Yeah. So, but, you know, I just didn't learn on my own. I basically self-taught, and I've had some teachers here and there or some mentors or musicians that I would kind of share it with, and then I would take some enrichment classes or some seminars and stuff. But a lot of the bulk or the grunt of the work was at home, just figuring it out. And
so,
that was like in the early 90s.
I mean, were there like any other instrumentalists, like, you know, maybe John Coltrane or somebody that you listen to, like, I want to play like that. Was there any of that?
Well, I grew up where I listened to a lot of different styles. So I wasn't just subject to just jazz music. You know,
right, right.
A lot of my taste came from different styles. Although, from an instrumentalist standpoint, I did appreciate Miles Davis. I did appreciate John Coltrane. I did appreciate Stanley Turrentine, those guys. You know,
right.
But it was just a general, I just had a general love for music. Whether it was R&B, pop, gospel, soul, blues, all that is just part of my DNA of growing up listening to a lot of different styles on the radio. But there was no one particular artist that really gravitated or influenced me to saxophone, to answer your question.
Well, you know, the ladies, you know, like if you was asked the ladies, and I've done this several times on my shows, you know, mm-hmm. So what's the sexiest instrument? And they always got to say the stupid saxophone. I'm like, wait.
Go figure, wait. Man. Go figure.
You know, the guys, they put their glasses on and they get their saxophone and they just romance the stone with that saxophone. And even President Clinton had a saxophone. I'm like, come on. Everybody's got, what is going on with this saxophone love affair?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, and oddly enough, man, I never really treated the sax in those manners. I've always just treated it as just part of the art. You know what I mean? I never really tried to, I never really tried to play in a seductive manner for wooing, as they say.
Right, okay.
It was always just about the art, man. I love music, man, and I've always been a very creative type person, having something to say, and
yeah.
The best way to sing is through the instrument, and I was always been very adamant about that.
Right. That's interesting, man. I mean, you just went at it, and I'm so proud of you. I just think that when I listen to you play, you have so much mm-hmm. to say when you're playing, and that's real, man. That's real talk. That is beautiful.
Well, yeah. I think you have something to say through the experiences of your life, and if you just really dig deep and just think about some things that's going on around you and stuff, and you know, just really take the art for what it is, take the instrument for what it is, and use it as a voice or vehicle to, you know, either have something to say or have something to say for others. And I really think that's the purpose right there for me.
All right. A question from the listeners. One of the questions is, how important is it to you to maintain a multicultural, multicultural?
Well, I think it's very important because music in general, it has no boundaries. Matter of fact, I think music is one of the few entities that tears down barriers. So when you try to perform or have something to say to one particular area of culture, I think you're kind of hurting yourself, or you're really limiting all the possibilities of what you're trying to say as an artist. I just think music is appreciated worldwide.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Man. So for you, when you think about people like in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever been there?
I've never been there. No.
Oh, you got to go, man.
Man, God, I would love to go.
Oh, you got to go. It is And it feels like, you know, when you said, I've never gone there, it feels like to me that it's an obligation for you to go, because your soul will be pleased. And that's because, you know, it's like we're touching, you know, our you know, where
connection.
We come from. Yeah, it's that connection,
yeah.
Man. And I've seen
that
so many.
Yeah.
I saw so many people there that looked just like other people I knew, and I'm
mm-hmm.
like, wait a minute, that looks like. And I'm thinking all these people, and I go, you know what? I've seen so many bad things about the culture. The you know, they show it on the news all the time, and so finally
right.
I went there to produce, and I got to see the whole other side of these people, and they were like, we don't want to do the traffic lights and all the radios and all that stuff. We just want to be left alone. We just want to live.
Right.
You know, we don't want to get caught up in the culture. We just want to live and live our life. And you live your life and let us live our life. And the reason why that even came up, because they were getting hit by cars all the time. You know, the black Africans were getting hit. And I remember, you know, like standing there while one was laying after getting hit, waiting for the police to come. And to,
right.
you know, and they were like, don't worry about it. This happens all the time. This happens to them all the time.
That's terrible.
That is terrible, man. That is
terrible. Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. So anyway, let's see here. Let me get back to some more. It's been said that you are the most hardworking and consistent indie artist in the entire music industry. Wow. What's that?
I hear that a lot, but I think where it comes from is the fact that you don't have a choice in the matter sometimes, because as an indie artist, it all falls on you. A true indie artist, that is. I mean, not part-time. I mean, if you are a full-time indie artist, really serious about your career, then you wear multiple hats. And you also have to run it like a business. You have to treat it like a business. So you cannot afford one part of the business or one part of wearing the hats to fall. Everything has to be on a certain level. And I think that's where it comes from. I really do hear that a lot, that I work a lot. I'm very hard working. And I guess it's also because most people don't have the notion that we're not supposed to get as many gigs that we have. But the thing is, I can always stand to perform more. I mean, what
mm-hmm.
I think is not enough. Some people may think, man, you are really, really busy. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I market a lot. I try to market everything I do, give myself visibility, try to increase my brand presence. So I think a lot of that has to do with the activity that I do every day. So, I mean, I also try to do something better, something that I didn't do the previous year. So I try to add on to it. So I always try to enhance. Okay, what did I do last year? Okay, I did a record. It did really well. It's time to do another record and see who else can I get involved on this record, or what do I have to say, or... You know, it's a lot of different things that you can do to improve each and every time. And I think that's where it comes from, that they always see me out doing something, and that's where the business comes in.
Wow. Well, there you go. That's a lot said right there. Where does your work ethic come from? Is it simply just your passion?
My work ethic comes from my upbringing, man. My parents, man, I saw them working. I mean, they were hard workers. I mean, they still, you know, existing. But my mom, I saw her work. My father, I saw him leave the house every day. So, I mean, and he really instilled work ethics, man. You know, if you want something, you got to do it yourself. And don't ask for handouts. But it's always good to get help, man. But don't expect someone to do something for you that you can't do for yourself, that type of thing. And a lot of times people will help you if they see that you're doing something for yourself. So that's where I get a lot of my work initiatives from my upbringing, my parents. And not just my parents, just my family in general. A lot of my extended family, that's all I saw. You know, they worked, you know.
Right.
That was part of the DNA.
Let me ask you, have you thought about playing another instrument?
You know, I dabbled with the piano. I've kind of self-taught myself, you know, with the piano as well.
That's
dangerous. Love to play the piano. Yeah. And here's the secret, though. As a kid, it wasn't the saxophone that I really liked. I did not have love for the saxophone until I got into college. But my first love, my first interest of an instrument was the bass guitar. In the 70s, you know, it was all about the funk. I mean, you know, I got turned out, man, with Buka and Parliament, man. That was it, man. I love bass guitar as a kid, man.
Okay.
So maybe one day I may just start diving into, you know, bass. But, you know, to answer your question, I do dabble a little bit with the piano. It also helps me with my writing as well.
So you never tried to play drums, right?
No.
All right, good. Stay in your lane, brother. Stay in your lane.
You have to stay in your lane. You got to be practical, man. Right.
That's funny. All right, another question for the listeners. Can you talk about the time, The Time Is Now album, and how did you come to work with these great producers?
The Time Is Now, that was released in 2020. A very significant album because that was the album that was recorded and released during the pandemic. I have to say, prior to this one I just dropped, No Boundaries, The Time Is Now was the probably the most successful album that I've released out of all of the 10. And here's why. It checked all the boxes. Creativity, producers, sound, mix, variety of music. It checked all the boxes. It was a well-written song. I mean, a well-written album. And I think also what helped and what allowed me to get the producers, the variety of producers, because of the pandemic. You know, we couldn't go anywhere, so that was a period where we were creative. It was a lot of the best music came out of the pandemic for some reason, man, because we weren't out playing. We were at home. We were stuck at home. We weren't able to do what we normally do, which is tour. So we had to, you know, kind of rely on the creative side, and that's the recording. And some of the best music came out of that era right there.
Wow. Okay. There you go, man. Well, I want you to tell us about, I want to, you know, we got 35 minutes left in this show, and I want you to tell us about the song No Boundaries that I want to play.
No Boundaries? Well,
yes.
No Boundaries is a testament of not, just not having restrictions on what you want to go after in life. Now, I translated that into my music. My interpretation of No Boundaries is that this record here, I want it not to be limited to one particular style of music. I just don't want to stay smooth jazz or a certain movement. I wanted some chances. I want to take chances with No Boundaries. Now, the album is titled No Boundaries, but also there's a song called No Boundaries, which is the title cut. But the idea behind No Boundaries was to unveil a lot of the restrictions in your creativity or whatever you want to do. And that's where, if you really listen to the album in general, you have a vocal tune, and the song No Boundaries is almost like a rock song with the guitar. And if you listen to it closely, there's no keys in there. So therein lies No Boundaries. I mean, because how many songs do you know without, unless it's an acoustic song, how many songs do you know without keys? It's not many. unless you're dealing with some folk or an acoustic. But I wanted to take chances and put a full song out, but this time just let it just go for where, let's see where it goes with just this. So it was basically guitar and sax and drums and bass. It was no keys on there.
Wow.
So that right there is just an example of where my mind was. I want to play and I want to put it out there and I just want to see where it goes. I wasn't worried about how radio was going to take it. I wasn't worried about this is what I should do to accommodate radio or a certain segment of people. I just wanted to put it out there because I truly believe that there is something out there for everyone.
Wow.
Everyone may not like it, but I truly believe that there's something out there for everyone to like.
Right. Right.
And that's where that came from.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to it and then we'll be right back with D. Lucas here on Soul Eye Records Radio. No boundaries. Pretty funky, my brother. That is really.
Oh yeah, that was produced by another saxophonist out of the Vegas area. Actually, he's from Detroit, but he lives in Vegas. Justin Young, and he's an amazing producer, songwriter, and saxophonist.
All right. Much love to you, Justin. Yes. Well, man, yep. I want you to, if people want to support you, they want to follow you, they want, you know, to follow your career, how do they contact you? How do they even see where you are, since you're the hardest working artist?
Well, they can definitely keep up with me. My official website is dlucas.com. That's DELUCAS.com. Also, of course, social media with Facebook. My music page is D Lucas Sax. Instagram is D Lucas Shot Sax.
D Lucas what?
D Lucas dot period.
Oh, dot Sax.
D Lucas okay. dot Sax. Yeah, yeah, dot okay. Sax. And of course, YouTube, D the number one Lucas.
Wow.
And basically, all my music is currently on all the streaming platforms. Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, you name it. It's on all the streaming platforms. And if you want a physical copy of all my records, you can get them directly from my website. And
really?
Yeah, their signature, the autograph signature. Yes.
Watch out. I love that. And so is this like a vinyl or is it CD?
CD,
okay. All right. There you go, man. Uh-oh, Greg just sent me a picture of him with your physical CD.
Oh, Greg Willis Croft.
Yeah, he's got it.
Oh, yeah. So he received it already because it was shipped overseas. That's right. He's over in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he finally got it. Thank goodness.
Yeah, he's
okay.
got it. Yeah. So he.
Tell Greg, what's up?
All right, well, he can hear you. He can hear you.
Okay.
So,
what's up,
Greg? I guess you heard that he said, what's up, Greg? And so, man, oh, man, dude, I'm just so impressed with you and your work and stuff. And I just, you know, I want us to get together again when you put out more records and stuff. Whatever, you know, you're doing, you know, keep us in line with what you're up to and stuff so we can share with the people around the world what you're doing as well.
Well, I definitely got good news in that department. This year is the 20 tour, and the 20 tour is really a celebration of 20 years as a solo recording artist. And I know that's still a short period for some people, but that means a lot to me.
right.
Solo recording artist.
Absolutely.
So I am going to release an album called 20. It's going to be released later this year, and the first single is going to drop March 11th, and the name of the single is called Tighten Up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now,
produced
Tighten
by
Up.
Adam Hawley. Yeah.
Now, that's not like a remake of Tighten Up, the
no,
R&B
no,
version.
This is an original.
Okay.
Yeah.
Original. Okay.
It's an original song called Tighten Up, yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Be on the lookout for that.
That sounds excellent, man. We're so proud of you, man, and we just want you to just keep up the great work, man. And man, it, that first song came on, it blew me. It blew me right out the water.
Hot Ice.
Yes, that fucking just took. I said, "Whoa, look at this brother go!" And so I like it.
You know what?
What's that?
But you know what? The records are one thing, but playing live is a whole different platform.
Oh,
I mean,
oh my God, it's a whole nother world, right?
Yeah,
man.
It's a whole different release, man, of energy, man. It's like what you're hearing on record, man. It's kind of like constraining.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes.
It's constraints and stuff, but I mean, it's like on stage, man. It's like that's where you can really, really stretch and really have some fun, man. And you can really take those songs that you hear on record, you can take them times two. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Exactly. I mean, for the people, you know, that, you know, don't get to see you on stage, that record is a great indication of what will happen on stage. And so, and when you get that, then they say, okay, yeah, I got to go see him. And so that's what the record is really about, just to, like, this is what we can do. this is what we're going to give you when you come see us. We're going to have a good time. So, man.
That's right.
So why don't you tell us about this last song I'm going to play, Just a Vibe. Why don't you just...
Yeah, this song, Just the Vibe, is from the latest record, No Boundaries. It's produced by Lou Lane, and it features a fantastic flautist, Reagan Whiteside. She is like a four-time Billboard number one artist, and I just think the song itself really lended a flute. I was hearing something nice and smooth, something airy, to support my soprano sound. And
right,
basically, just the vibe, it means just that. It's just a vibe. It was a good summer tune that I wanted to put out at the time, and mm-hmm. it did really well.
Amen. Well, man, you know, I love to jam with you as well. I want to play with you. I mean, you know, because you're a musician at
mm-hmm.
heart. You actually, you know, the feeling of playing
mm-hmm.
and performing and stuff. And so I pray that maybe God will have one day where I'm a drummer. And so I just
right.
pray that the day that God will bless us, that we could jam together. And like I was telling the listeners, I started out playing jazz. That's my first, music that I started doing.
Right.
And so, and then I got hooked up with the Whispers and all that stuff and the Shalimar and all that. But I started out as a jazz drummer. And I played progressive jazz, you know, Return to Forever and all that stuff. That's what I played.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. So God bless you, man. Keep up the great work.
Well,
and
appreciate it. And we'll definitely make that connection, man, for performing live. You never know, man. Everything, I truly believe everything does come full circle.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think Greg's trying to slip something in here. He said, how does ODL music help you as an indie artist?
Well, ODL Music is my record label. It's basically, it helps me because it allows me to own my music.
Amen.
It basically houses my catalog of music. You know, back in the day, a lot of the artists, they were more subjected to major record labels, things they couldn't control. And
right.
that's fine, but, you know, as time has progressed and the technology has kind of lent itself where the indie artists and with the open information where you can do things yourself, it's more inviting for the indie artists to control what they own
right.
and own what they know.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much again for everything. God bless you, man. Take care of yourself. And keep up the great work. And we look forward to chopping up with you. You said you got a record coming out at the end of the year, so we got to get together before then, sometime in the summer.
Absolutely.
Just to talk about.
Absolutely.
You know, this week, because we got to keep up with you. We got to keep up. You're a busy
funny.
Man. All right, my brother. Well,
yeah.
So I'm going to play this. Just, okay. Just, what was that song called? Just the Vibe here on Solar Records
Just
Radio. All right. God bless you, man. We'll talk to you
Thank
later.
You.
All right, brother.
All right, take care, brother.
Yep.
beauty's overrated. Cause that's something anyone can be. Yeah. Attraction, now that's something different. And thankfully you're both to me.
Goodbye, love. This life, yeah, you gotta be with someone you like.
What?
You say, we've got,
yeah,
what it takes to go to distance.
I can tell you now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Up like it's nothing and make me think this way. Decides of doubt before I lose it just to keep it sane. When I knew if I was caught up, it was happening. Kissing, touching is not nothing. Stuck in this thing again. I'm not trying to let the beast out. Don't wanna break the rules. I just wanna know you better before I. I know better yet, I know I should let the normal girl freak out. I give it to you, no time. Heavy, steady, building up the pressure. I want it better, that don't make it any better. It's getting harder just to keep myself together. Bad boy can't stop, won't stop. He rock and roll and I make my hip hop. I put it on him till he have to switch up. I think he had enough. don't wanna break the rules. I just wanna know you better before I lose my cool. I know better. Better yet, I know I should let the normal girl freak out. I give it to you, no doubt.
Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday, closing out. Little Robin Charles, man, Bad Influence. We had Robin Charles on the show a few months back. Of course, she is the baby, the daughter of the incomparable genius himself, Mr. Ray Charles. Of course, that was Bad Influence. Before that, the Robert Glasper Experiment, Aw Yeah, featuring Cassette Michelle and Music Soul Child. And who did you play in the beginning of the block, Wardell? I know you hear me.
Hey, hey.
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
I'm just talking to my cousin and trying to take care of some family stuff, but may God bless all you guys, and thank y'all all for tuning in today, and thanks to our special guest, D. Lucas, for hanging out with us. And Don,
yes, I wanted to get a chance to engage a little bit. I got in the call and I was on the phone, and I'm gonna check out the playback, man. I'm definitely gonna listen to the playback. His music is amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What I heard.
Yeah, he's
you wouldn't believe.
Uh oh. Hey, so hold on, cuz. So my cousin's trying to talk to me at the same time.
Oh,
anyway, man. Well, so Don, you go ahead and close it out. God bless all you guys, and take care of yourselves and stuff. And thank you again, Don, for coming in.
No problem.
Okay, buddy. God bless. Bye bye.
No problem.
See you guys. Well, see you tomorrow. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard.
We got about 7 minutes left of the show again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune tomorrow. It is Thursday, and you know what that means. It means Throwback Thursday, of course, 3 to 5 p.m. We have Throwback Thursday. Of course, I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive from 3 to 5 p.m. And tune in tomorrow night or tomorrow evening or night, whatever, Throwback Thursday night with yours truly from 8 to 10 p.m. So anyway, you guys have a great Wednesday evening. We got your afternoon drive today going, playing a little indie blues and all that jazz. So closing out, Lil Maxwell taking you back, give you a little preview of tomorrow's show. But of course, this is very jazzy. This is jazzy. Ascensions from 1996 of Don Fleming, of course, Wardell Potts Jr. We are out. Have a great rest of the Wednesday, guys.
Fantasy.
reunion. Look like a family reunion in the park. Black look like it's a different world. Sound like a crawfish boil in New Orleans. Black folk joke around like Martin and got paintings from JJ in the living room. It sounds strong. Look like sacrifice. It'd be flowers blooming in the summertime. Black sound like old song. Smell like good food. And it tastes like heart disease. But it feel like maize at Jazz Fest. Black sound like something that hurt, like a hard test. Black sound like skin, like something dark. It look like hair, yeah. Black sound like rough hair and good hair. Look like history, sound spiritual. Black sound like years, like working, like night. Black sound like money. Look like Walmart, like corner stores, like cash register singing. Black sound like 400 years. Smell like Oprah, impactful like Martin. Look like Cicely Tyson, sing like Nina. Got an ass like Serena. Feel like broken homes in Section 8. Black smell like crack and collard greens. Sounds motivational, feels like church. Look like big Sunday hats and ribbons.
Smile like your mama. Eyes like the sun. Beautiful child.
Sound like thick black swinging and sneaky uncles. Look like Tyler Perry making money. Sound like hating, feel frustrated, don't it? Like they don't get it. Like they won't ever get it, huh? Like push your personal feelings of racial injustice so far underneath the carpet that you trip over your own family history. But I love me some black folks. I love the hair grease and the rental fees, the front row seats, the police, the projects, the mustard green, being late, social security checks, government assistance, bougie, black, looking good, bags of hair, fake press-on nails, rat tail comb, stunning gold jeans, gold seats, black men and big feet. I love me some black folks. For they are the people that were made from the darkest parts of the sky.
Smile like your mama. Eyes like the sun. Beautiful child. Oh, you're the one. Fly like your daddy. Make me so happy. Beautiful child. Beautiful child.